We're Alive is brought to you by Reef Systems, Inc. has been in business for over 25 years. Their clients include such businesses as Quicksilver, Bass Pro Shops, the Hyatt Hotels, and even the Department of Fish and Game. They specialize in custom aquariums from 100 gallons to 20,000 gallons and have traveled all over the United States delivering that service. For all your fish tank needs, contact Rick Barboza or Martin Kendrick at Reef Systems, Inc., 714-751-FISH. That's 714-751-3474. We're Alive, a story of survival. Chapter 4, Rules and Regulations. Part 1 of 3.
The building was swarming with them. It seemed like every corner we rounded, we'd find 10 more.
Holy hell, this is fun!
Fifth floor clear, move to the sixth.
Cannon doesn't leave much left. Hear that?
Come on.
Hold them! Don't waste your ammo!
They're here.
Michael! Oh, thank God! Hurry up! We're almost out of ammo!
Hurry!
Careful! We don't want to shoot past them and hit our own people.
Where are you?
We're in 6G. Hurry!
There's no time!
Take them down. They're not in the hallway.
Stand back.
Yeah!
Riley, you good down there?
Don't shoot. We're coming out.
They're back. Oh, thank God, they're back.
Thank God you're here.
5 rounds, Michael. We only had 5 rounds left. You couldn't have cut it any closer, could you?
Gotta make you appreciate us a little bit. Where's everyone else?
They're inside the apartment. Datupex and I held the door as long as we could. Everyone ran up here and hid inside one of the only rooms with the door left. We had plenty of time. We just hoped that with all the apartments, they wouldn't find the one we were in. It was cramped, but we all fit inside.
Didn't work, though. They headed right for us. They didn't see us, but they knew we were in there.
Yeah, some of them are smart. Gotta be careful about that.
But we were silent.
What have you got there? A Beretta? Here's some more rounds for you.
Who's this?
A godsend.
Riley, this is Bert.
Enchanté, mademoiselle.
Is it safe to come out?
Yeah, it's clear.
Who the hell are all these people?
After you left, we had quite a refuge going.
Yeah, is it safe to go downstairs?
Not yet. You need to clear the rest of the floors.
So long, I can handle that.
Man, didn't we just do this?
Lizzie, Riley, Datu, get that lobby fixed up.
About the lobby, we don't have anything else to use. We used up every last nail and screw.
Well, Angel's in the Hummer downstairs, loaded with all sorts of goodies to seal it off.
I'm on it. Riley?
Right behind you. And what about me?
You got some mess to clean up. Why don't you ask the rest of the newbies to help you out?
Michael, it was an accident.
Whatever. I never had someone go from the top of my list to the bottom so fast. I didn't want to hear any excuses, not when there was so much to get done.
Michael, the rest of the floors are clear. Just this one left.
All right. Well, what's the problem?
You tricky sons of bitches.
Oh, shit. That's all we need. Bill, it's Michael. We have the situation contained.
What the hell are you all doing down there?
Well, we got overrun, but we've secured the building.
The hell you have? Fuck you all. I knew I shouldn't have trusted you.
Move aside. Let me see.
Get back. I'll shoot.
He's buried in there, isn't he?
What are you doing?
It's a tricky shot. Don't want to miss.
Wait, you gonna shoot him?
Just his weapon.
Get back. Get back. Get back!
Point another gun at me, and I'll make sure you never use another one again. Now get back inside.
Son of a bitch.
You blew it clean out of his hand.
He'll be fine. A little sore, but fine.
I thought that shit only happened in movies.
Yeah, that was, pretty good.
I don't think you'll be bothering us anymore.
Still want my cucumbers.
Yeah, our deal still stands.
Well, then someone better clean up this mess.
Last word, asshole.
Let Pegs know there are more here to clean up.
Will do.
Wouldn't it be better to have him seal up the lobby first?
We have people on that.
Just trying to help.
Yeah, well, no need. I have the situation handled.
Whatever, Chief. Just seemed to me like they got past whatever you set up before. But hey, it's your plan.
Bert had some skills, I'll give him that. And yes, he was prior service, but I didn't appreciate him coming into my house and telling me how to run things. My plan had saved many lives, including his.
Take those pipes over to Lizzie. She's got my welder.
So, for a therapist, how the hell do you know how to do that?
Huh? Oh, Todd. He used to fix motorcycles, like a lot, like all the time. And I, got tired of watching. I had to do something to get him to pay attention to me. Almost finished over here. How many do we have left?
Enough for at least 3 more windows. Boarded up the others with whatever we had left. There are some big pieces of wood over there.
We're losing daylight, people. Hurry up. Angel, you should be upstairs off your left.
I'll rest later. Here, help me with this. Lizzie, you too.
We took this off of a home we drove by. It had so much stuff piled on top of it in the Hummer, I forgot we grabbed it.
I figured it would be nice to have a security door. Hey, check this out. It's an electric keypad. We found it at the hardware store. Since those things probably can't figure out how to use it, we can write the code right on it and any survivors can come in.
Pretty clever.
Okay, hold the door frame still and I'll weld it into place.
Okay.
Tommy, get back here. We can't be down here.
No, hold on. Let me give this to him.
What's with the kid?
It's not safe. Hold on, Aunt Kelly. Michael, right?
1 second.
There. That should hold it. I'm gonna go finish up on the window bars.
I'm kind of busy here, kid. What do you want?
I made this for you. Thought it might help.
Very sorry, sir. I told him you were busy. Come on, Tommy.
Wait a second. You made this?
I found the video camera upstairs and took it apart. I made it smaller and even put a bracket on it so you can mount it on the wall.
Really?
And I attached these wires here so...
See, Tommy? I told you who would think it's stupid. Now, come on.
No, hold on a sec.
Here, let me see that. We could watch the lobby from upstairs.
Yeah. Can you make more of these?
Yeah, I think. If someone has any more video cameras...
Go to Riley's shop upstairs. Tell her I said to give you whatever you need.
I'll go right away. Thanks.
Sir?
Hold on.
Else.
Pegs and her crew are still cleaning up upstairs. We should probably help her up.
All right, listen up, everyone. Go ahead and finish up and take your tools to Datu's workshop upstairs.
Datu, you mind putting this camera up in that wall over there? And send those wires through the lookout hole in the ceiling.
No problem.
Can I have a second, sir?
What is it?
I appreciate you humoring Tommy like you did, but is it really necessary?
It was very clever and very helpful. You've got a smart kid there.
He just modified a camera. It really isn't all that special, is it?
You know, I hear they need some help cleaning up the bodies upstairs. Why don't you go help them?
I'm sure they have it taken care of.
Yeah, well, either way, I'm sure they could use a hand.
No, really, I'm fine. I'm sure I can find something else to do.
Hey, I don't think you understand what I'm saying. I'm not asking you to find something else. I'm telling you to go meet up with Pegs and give her a hand.
Now, I don't think
Don't think about it. Just go. Remember that chick.
Well, you were kind of an ass.
Yeah, well, she was a bitch first. It pisses me off when adults don't listen to kids' ideas just because they're young.
These people aren't soldiers. They don't follow orders like we do. You may think about using a little more tactful ways of getting what you want across.
First Bert and now her. Unless we establish what's going on here and who's in charge, we're going to have a big mess on our hands.
I agree. But Michael, this is not the army. You have to do things a little more diplomatically. Just telling these people isn't going to cut it.
Well, we'll think of something. Okay, come on. Let's get you upstairs. How's the foot?
Sore and swollen. But I don't think anything's broken.
Well, come on, give me your arm.
All right.
Come on. Okay, get some rest. I'll check up on you later. Keep that ice pack on it.
Picking that up.
It's not that bad. Come on, grab the corner. It's wrapped tight. You're not gonna get any blood on you.
We're almost done. Now come on. No, it's gross. I'll just continue to scrub the stains in the carpet.
What's the problem?
She refuses to help us. Look, I'm helping, see? You told me to come up here and I did, but I'm not about to touch one of those things.
And why not?
Well, you and that gentleman over there seem to have everything covered. He's probably used to lifting heavy things, so it's easier for him.
And what is that supposed to mean?
Well, isn't this what you did all the time before them?
What the hell does that matter anymore?
You think you're above doing this?
Hey, listen up. Kelly, right? Grab the other end. I'll help too. Everyone does their part.
Can't I do another part to help?
No. This is where we put you, and this is what you're gonna do. Now grab a corner and get pulling.
Fine.
This way. Where's the balcony?
What are you going to do with it?
Toss it over onto the others below. We'll burn the pile in the morning.
I hope I don't get that job.
I swear if you don't shut your mouth right now, there'll be two bodies going down there.
On three. One, two, three.
I'm going to go take a shower.
Wash your hands and meet out here in 5 minutes.
Fine.
What are you going to have her do?
Gather everyone up, and I do mean everyone, and we'll meet, where's a big enough spot to hold all of us? It needs to be able to hold around 20 or so.
The apartment next to Riley's shop is big enough.
Thanks. All right. That'll be our meeting room from now on. Get everyone and meet there in, say, half an hour. Tell Kelly she has more time. I need to write a few things down. We have some serious shit to work out. Quiet down, please. Thanks. Is everyone here?
Coming.
Oh, for skinny shit, you sure weigh a lot.
Can we just get this started? Us old farts need to get some sleep, and it's been one long-ass day.
Yeah, I understand. We've all been through a lot, but we have to do this now. For those of you who haven't met me, I'm Sergeant Michael Cross. First and foremost, let me set one thing straight. None of you would be here right now if it wasn't for myself, Specialist Saul Tink, or Lieutenant Angel Tenuto. Regardless of where you might have gone, you wouldn't be here. If you want to stay, you need to follow the rules. If you don't like it, you can leave. Good. I've written the rules on the wall here so that we all know what they are and no one can claim ignorance. Bert, why don't you read the first one?
It's hard to read your writing, but I think it says, Rule number one, everyone pulls their own weight in the tower.
That's a bit vague, don't you think?
Fine, Kelly. Let me elaborate. Everyone here in the tower is going to have a job. If you had a special skill in the outside world, we might be able to find something here.
Like Pegs. She worked in agriculture, so she's in charge of the garden on the roof.
Oh, I want that job.
And what did you do out there?
I was a lawyer.
Does that not surprise me?
We'll figure out what job you'll get later. Why don't we just go to number two?
Pegs, you read that one for me?
Everyone pulls guard duty when their duty is assigned.
You're making us stay in the lobby?
No, we don't have to, and you can thank Tommy here for that.
I really didn't do much.
Ah, don't sell yourself short. Tommy made it so we can watch the lobby on a TV screen in the apartment above the entrance. So no, you don't have to stay in the lobby. But everyone will rotate guard duty.
So we won't have to use a gun?
If something happens, you can get help from someone who's trained. With Tommy's cameras, we'll be able to know about any unwanted visitors or if any survivors are trying to find safety. All right, moving on. Lizzie, you got number three.
Everyone must stay off the balconies at all time.
We don't want any repeat mistakes. And Tommy, number four.
Failure to oblige by these rules will result in an eviction from the tower.
Right. Are we clear?
So what's to say we don't just go someplace else if we don't much like these rules?
Yeah.
Look, these are here for your safety and for making this place a secure and functional place to live.
Well, I can think of about 10 other places that we can get buy-in, and this doesn't have to be one of them. Come on, Tommy.
Okay, now hold on. Sit the fuck down, lady. From the beginning, Michael has thought about everyone else here but himself. He could have just left you all out there to fend for yourselves.
Easy, Saul.
Look, I know for a fact many of you would not be here right now. Bert, as tough as you are, or may think you are, you still needed us. Do you assholes have any idea how bad things are going to get out there?
Saul. How long are we going to have power or water? It's not like we can just wander down to the local river or stream. Once our utilities are gone, they aren't likely to come back. You can go out of here and try to survive on your own, or you can stay here and have a better chance of living.
Come on, Aunt Killy, sit down.
I know all of this might be a lot for everyone, but just realize that we have dealt with these kinds of situations before. You may not fully understand our motives or intentions, but we're trying to keep everyone here safe and alive. If any of you have issues that come up or anything you might want to talk about or problems, I do have an open door policy where anyone can talk to me anytime.
Everyone will choose a department that they would like to work in. Saul. Stand up, Saul. Saul is in charge of the motor pool and the scavenging parties. Riley is in charge of food and supplies. Pegs, the garden. Lizzie, water. Datu, power. Angel and I are in charge of personnel, safety, and intel. Bert, you mind being in charge of the armory?
Love to. How can we just get some rest?
All right. Everyone go ahead and get to bed. Report to whichever area you think you'd be best suited in the morning. Would the department heads please stay?
Can I finally just get some sleep?
Yeah, go ahead, Bert. I'll brief you tomorrow. And, you, sir, in the red cap. You're on guard duty tonight.
Got it.
Department of Water? Where did you get that from? You know I was a therapist.
Power? This is the first you told me.
When were you planning on telling us all this?
It's sudden, I know. I had to think of a few things off the cuff, but it's gonna work.
I don't know the first thing about water storage. I don't know how to treat it. I don't know how to store it. I don't even know how to make it drinkable. I don't even know if you can drink certain waters. Like the ocean? Hey, that looks great. Let's all get a cup and drink out
Okay, I get it. Maybe I didn't pick the best spots for everyone, and I'm sorry about that. We just needed people to know what's going on and to fall in line. We needed to establish things right away. You saw how Kelly reacted upstairs. Pretty soon, others would start sharing her opinion, and we have a big mess on our hands.
I'm fine with my department.
Yeah, me too. But you told me already. I mean, I knew about it.
Yeah, well, that too. You know a thing or two about pipes. And Tommy may be able to help you with the power. You don't have to know the most. You just have to delegate, be a figurehead. Whatever we don't know right away, we'll learn. Saul's in charge of the scavenger missions. Maybe the next thing on the list is going to be how-to manuals.
guess I'll do the best I can.
I don't think anyone expects anything more than that.
Tomorrow's the start of a new beginning. So, come on. Let's get some sleep.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. And now, a word from our sponsors. Buying, selling, whether a first-time home buyer or purchasing your 50th home, Jeremy Wayland of Reiki Realty is the realtor for you. Specializing in first-time homes, multi-residential, and Chapman housing, he has the service for you. A fifth-generation Orange resident, he cares about the Orange community. It has never been a better time to buy with tax incentives, low interest rates, and affordable home prices. Call Jeremy today at 714-745-7318. That's Jeremy at 714-745-7318. You will be glad you did. To find out more or become a sponsor, visit www.thezombiepodcast.com or free on the iTunes Store, keyword We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason, Nate Gies, Shane Salk, Claire Doden, Elisa Elliott, Jay Oligario, Manly Woods, Blair Beihauer, Nico Marvin, and Tammy Klein, featuring Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Associate producer Jason Scott. Print editor Blythe Hill. Composers Katie Whalen and Ron Gallagher. Producer Shane Salk, Casey Whalen. This has been a Wayland production.